श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी भास्कर्यारे सतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हो Raghava Pandit is here on Brajmanda Parikrama with Narottama Srinivas Acharya. See, let us hear how ecstatic they were when they were touching with their feet the ground of Vrindavan and with their mind the pastimes. Raghava Pandit sighed deeply while remembering the pastimes of Gaurachandra and Narottam Das and Srinivas Acharya. Narottam Das and Srinivas Acharya cried in ecstasy. They rolled on the ground as they cried, so that their bodies became covered with dust. Only after a long time they became satisfied. Now Raghava Pandit tells them something which he had heard. Raghava Pandit continued, "A wise person once told me that Advaita Acharya had stayed in Mathura during his pilgrimage tour because of the beauty there. At that time there was a worthless Brahmana in Mathura who always spoke bad of all the Vaishnavas. That was his worst habit. He was a very proud scholar and a wicked man, and so the inhabitants of Mathura feared him. Once that Brahmana spoke harshly about the Vaishnavas in front of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Acharya became so furious that his lips began to tremble and his eyes became red. He shouted at the Brahmana, 'Oh, wicked man! Today you will not escape from me. I will cut your head from your body with this chakra.' Then Advaita Acharya assumed a four-armed form, and the Brahmana began to tremble in fear. Wow! He folded his hands and tried to pacify Advaita, but Advaita Acharya kept on being angry. Finally, the Brahmana said, 'O Lord, punish me as you like. Unfortunately, I had lost my good intelligence. Not understanding Vaishnav Tattva, I committed unlimited sins. Please be kind to me and save me from these sins.' Then the Brahmana began to cry pitiably, and Advaita Acharya quickly concealed his form. Armed form. Seeing the wretched condition of the Brahmana, Advaita Prabhu felt pity for him and decided to bless him. Advaita Acharya spoke with sweet words. The sins that you have committed will send you to hell, but I will tell you what you must do now. Admit your guilty mentality, give up all material pleasure, and engage yourself in Nam Sankirtan. Serve the Vaishnavas with your heart and soul, and be very cautious in your dealing with them. Engage yourself in worshipping the Lord according to the standards of pure devotion, and do not tell anyone what you have seen today. So here are four recipes against Vaishnava Aparad. If any one of you has ever done this, this is what we need to do. The sins usually send one to hell, but admit your guilty mentality, give up material sense pleasure, and engage yourself in Nam Sankirtan. Serve the Vaishnavas with your heart and soul, and be very cautious in your dealings with them. So what was it? What do we have to do? Yeah. Yeah. Serve the Vaishnavas. Be cautious. And one thing was give up material sense pleasure. You should do a little, be a little careful now. After advising the Brahmana in this way, Advaita Prabhu left on pilgrimage. The Brahmana absorbed himself in Nam Sankirtan and proved himself humble by visiting every house in Mathura with tears in his eyes. He really is sorry. Seeing his sincere efforts, the Vaishnavas became satisfied with him and wished him well. However, they wondered what had changed his behavior. One man who knew the reason said, a Brahmana came to Mathura whose effulgence was as bright as the sun. It appeared that he was the Lord in a human form. He has changed the heart of this sinful Brahmana. Very important. Advaita Acharya is the, according to Swarup Damodar Goswami, in charge of the Vaidhi Bhakti Saran, and he protects all of us who walk on the path of Vaidhi Sarana. And it's amazing. You can't enter the kingdom of Bhakti if you commit Vaishnava Aparad. It's not possible. It's the door is locked. So he's opening the door here for us. You know, Radha means worship, and Aparada means separated from worship. If you commit Aparada, you get separated. So he tells us, first of all, understand you did it. Then give up material sense gratification, engage in Nam Sankirtan, serve the Vaishnavas, and be careful. I personally think this last thing, be careful that this doesn't happen again, is very, very important. You have to be cautious, you have to know that you may have this tendency, like I have this tendency at least, and just be careful don't think bad of them. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das visited Govardhan. One day, while walking to a solitary cave on Govardhan Hill, they heard the sound of a flute that was so beautiful that it could enchant the three birds. Srinivas and Narottam became overwhelmed by that flute playing and could no longer keep their balance, but tottered back and forth. When they entered the cave on Govardhan Hill, from which they had heard the sound of the flute, the fragrance of the body of Sri Krishna entered their nostrils. The boundless pleasure that derived from that scent left them both unconscious. When they regained consciousness, Srinivas and Narottam saw a cowherd boy standing before them. The gentle boy had an attractive body, carried a stick in one hand, and wore a beautiful turban on his head. Srinivas Acharya caressed the cowherd boy and with a joyful heart asked him, "Son, what are you doing here?" The cowherd boy replied, "I've come to protect you too. You do not know that there are many dangers, but we cowherd boys know everything. From a distance I noticed that both of you were lying on the ground unconscious. I left my companions and came here quickly, and I have been standing here for a long time. Now I am free from my anxiety and I will return to the pasture." After he had said this, the boy suddenly disappeared. Srinivas Acharya wondered where that young coward boy had gone. Together with Narottam, he continued to discuss this incident as they sat there in the shade of a tree. From time to time, they were sighing heavily. Oh, they were crying. They passed the day in a sorrowful state of mind, and at night, by the grace of Krishna, they fell asleep. In their dreams, Sri Krishna appeared with his dark blue complexion that charmed the entire world. He was dressed as a dancer with a flute in one hand, and the beauty of his face put the god of love to shame. He smiled sweetly and said, "You were charmed by the sound of my flute. And when you smelled the fragrance of my body, you lost your senses. And so I immediately rushed there, disguised as a cowherd boy. I gave you my darshan. And when you finally composed yourself, I disappeared. Both of you were disappointed when I left, and so I have come again to give you satisfaction." After saying this, the Lord disappeared and their dream broke, and so they awoke with tears streaming down their eyes. After some time, Srinivas and Narottam composed themselves, and as it was dawn, they performed their usual morning duties. Sri Krishna performed many pastimes at Govardhan, and the memory of these makes one's heart throb with joy. Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur occasionally visited Radhakund, where they were glad to meet Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. How much Raghunath Das Goswami favored them is beyond my power to describe. And it's so nice to hear how Krishna first appeared in Vrindavan to his devotees in a certain pattern. They hear the sound of the flute and follow the sound, and then they smell a divine scent or fragrance in Vrindavan, lose their consciousness, and then when they are in that unconscious state where they yearn so much after Krishna, then Krishna appears to the devotee. That's very interesting. It's always described. You first hear the anchor bells of Krishna, you smell something of his fragrance. You don't immediately, Krishna doesn't give his Purna Darshan, his full Darshan. He gives his partial Darshan, and that purifies you totally. And then the fragrance of Krishna, or anything of Krishna, enters your heart. All Maya has to go, and then you are ready to get the full darshan. But it's still very interesting that Krishna chooses to come in a disguise, like Narottam, like Madhavendra Puri. He did not. Krishna came as a disguise, as a cowherd boy. So devotees in Vrindavan are always very careful with the bridge passes. They never know it could be, you know, even when they're very naughty. You remember Ujjwal? Yeah, we had to exercise some tolerance, isn't it? He stays somewhere in the wilderness of Vrindavan. We meet a lot of Vrishvasis. The Ujjal was really. But he was alright. When he knew where is his border, he kept to his border, isn't it? But still, you have to be careful. Vrindavan is really the place where Krishna comes to the devotees. I'm reading from the book Bhakti Ratnaka. Very, very, very nice. Actually, I should really make a serious study of this book. There are so many pastimes in this. Is a Bhakti Ratnaka. One day Murari Gupta, this is the last pastime we hear today. One day Murari Gupta told his wife, "I would like to have my lunch now." That virtuous lady cooked rice and brought it to her husband, who first offered it to Krishna and then Anand the Prasad. The next morning, Lord Chaitanya came to Murari Gupta's house. Murari said, "How kind of you to come here. Why have you come so early in the morning?" The Lord replied, "I would like to be treated for indigestion." Murari Gupta asked, "What did you eat yesterday?" The Lord replied, "You know that as well as I. Yesterday you offered me so much rice and insisted that I eat it all, so that I could not refuse. Now, as a result of eating too much, I have indigestion. It can be cured by drinking lots of water." Saying this, the Lord drank water from Murari Gupta's glass. After receiving the Lord's mercy in this way, Murari Gupta and all his family members began to weep with joy. The Lord fondly embraced Murari Gupta and returned home. It's amazing. Murari Gupta was hungry and then ate this huge amount of prasadam and offered this huge amount of rice to her to Krishna. The next morning, Krishna Chaitanya comes. That was too much. I have indigestion now. Give me your water. And then he drinks water so that everything gets flushed out of the system. Imagine, isn't it? Krishna. I think our heart becomes very, very happy when we hear how Krishna deals with his devotees. We want to hear this as devotees. We want to hear how Krishna gives his darshan to the devotees, like Narottam and Srinivas. We want to also hear how Krishna punishes his devotees, like Advaita Acharya did, threatened the brahmana to cut his head from the trunk. My God, is this intense. We want to hear just some sign that Krishna cares for us, positive, or even, positive, that he gives a sign to us that is there. And these books, Bhakti Ratnakar, the jewel-filled ocean of devotional service, and other books, tell us about the relationship of the devotees and the Lord to the devotees, and that's very important for our bhakti. Otherwise, we don't have the faith that Krishna can reveal himself and then take care of us. I think it's very important, such literature. Yes, I want to thank you very much. I just wanted to quickly, that we quickly have some chanting and reading. I will have to now prepare myself for the... I still have treatments in the evening which are done. So thank you so much. Danke schön. Wir sind jetzt in Deutsch wieder. Hare Krishna, Guru Hari.
I don't know if I said something intelligible. I just wanted to...
You have a new machine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better?
Yeah. Easier.
Good.
So... Sure.